Jesus had been dead for some time. He died, in fact, on the Friday before. And his body had been wrapped around with linen into which heavy, stiff spices had been placed. And his head had been wrapped up separately. And he was laid in a tomb cut in a rock. A woman called Mary Magdalene came walking towards the tomb. She was sad. Her Lord Jesus, whom she loved, had died. She was humming a sad tune. As she was coming, there was a terrible earthquake, and the stone that guarded the mouth of the tomb rolled away. Mary Magdalene was shaken by the earthquake, but continued on her way. When she got there, she was stunned by what she saw. The stone had gone from its proper place. The mouth of the tomb was open. She didn't know what to do. She thought she must tell the other followers of Jesus. Ow! She ran. And she found two of Christ's closest followers, Peter and John, John whom Jesus specially loved. And she said to them,
"They've taken away my Lord, and we don't know where to find him."
Peter and John lost no time. They both ran to the tomb too. But John was younger and fitter than Peter, and he got there first. He peered into the tomb. But he didn't go in. Perhaps he didn't like the thought of going in where a dead person might be. Perhaps he just couldn't bear the thought of Jesus being dead. But for whatever reason, he didn't go in. A minute or so later, Peter came puffing up. He didn't have any problem about going into the tomb. And he went in and saw. No body, but still the linen cloths that had wrapped around the body, still stiff with the spices. And the cloth that had been round Jesus' head at a little distance. But Peter couldn't make out at all what it meant. Then John had the courage to walk into the tomb. He too saw the linen cloth still lying there, the linen that had been round the body, the cloth that had been round the head, and he too thought about it. suddenly it dawned on him. Of course, the body had just passed through the grave clothes. There wasn't any need to take them off. Anyway, Jesus couldn't possibly have done. He was so tightly wrapped. The body simply passed through them. Jesus was alive. Alive from the dead. And I expect he ran to tell Peter all that he had discovered. So what does it mean for us today? Living in Crowborough in 2005. When a young child first realizes that Jesus is alive today, it can be very exciting. You mean he says, he can see me when I twizzle around? Yes, he can. He's alive. He's here. He's with us. So she says, he can see me when I do a cartwheel? Well, a sort of cartwheel. Yes, he can. He can see you whatever you do because he rose from the dead on the first Easter Sunday. He's alive. It means he's with us when we're happy. And he shares our happiness. When we have fun with friends or learn we've got into a new school or into a new job and later on discover we're going to have a baby. And it means he's with us when we're sad, when we're ill or we've fallen out with our friends or we're just feeling rather down in the dumps. But it's more than that. Easter Sunday shows that Jesus is not only our friend, he's our Lord. He's not only able to feel with us, he's able to help us. He's alive and powerful. And that means that he can carry us through all the ups and downs of life.